in conversation with Katie and Carrie from the Rugby League Women's team. You have won Team of the Year in the Team Army Sports Awards. What does that feel like?
Well, considering the nominations were above and beyond, we are absolutely proud as punch.
Absolutely amazing. Outstanding achievement, and I'm proud of all the girls that have come with us today.
Carrie, what does it mean to Women's Rugby League? Because it carries an interesting vanguard, doesn't it, in terms of women's sport, rugby union and rugby league as well.
Yeah, we've got the girls that play for us, they play rugby union and league. But I don't know.
Me and Kaz have always come from a rugby league background, and I think we've recruited a lot of the girls from rugby union and promoted it really, really well. And once they've come from union, they come to league.
Is that right?
Yeah, massively.
What are the differences in women's rugby league to women's rugby union?
Women's rugby league is a hell of a lot faster than union. And I think if you come from a league to a union background, it's hard to pick up union. So we both play rugby union, and we're sometimes like, what the hell is going on here? But when the union girls come to league, they can't keep up.
You've got to be more robust to play rugby league because of the rule of getting back 10 metres every time you do make a tackle. And you've got to work to find the gaps as well. It's not 15 phases of forwards punching in. It's literally, we've got six tackles, we've got to find the gaps, hit the gaps and score the tries. Whereas union, you can have plenty of phases.
I'll narrow it down. It's an 80-minute bleep test and some of them can't handle it. Not going to lie.
So the message from rugby league to rugby union is easy, easy.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much.
That's great.
Yeah.
So
we like to call rugby union rugby yarnian.
Tremendous.
Hence why they took Sam Burgess off us.
I'm going to put this. I'm going to broadcast this to the Twickenham area tomorrow and just see what they say to that. But in all seriousness, this charity night is about raising funds so that servicemen and women can contribute and have sporting lives within the service. And it's an important charity, isn't it? It's something that means a lot to every serviceman and woman.
Yeah, of course. And to promote that is absolutely amazing. You know, we all work so hard, but when we go and play sport, it's, you know, we can't word it.
We get a lot of funding, and with the funding comes a lot of support from our coaches, a lot of kit, a lot of like stash. We all love stash on the rugby league team. And without the funding, literally, we've both been selected for England Rugby League this year.
Amazing.
And the funding we get from the army is so much more than the funding we actually get from England, so we really do appreciate it. And without that funding, we wouldn't have the vehicles to get us there, the pitch balls, the pitch, the facilities, everything. It's been absolutely amazing.
You sort of appreciate it more. When we turned up at England Rugby League, you'd think they would be spot on with the kit, but it's really not. Rugby League is a poor man's sport, like I'd like to say. But within the army, they make it. You make you feel professional when you play it.
Ladies, congratulations and thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.